G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 3 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. Just before we get into a couple of interesting questions today, if you're doing special operations selection for either a military special forces unit or a police tactical group, all right, make sure you get in contact with me because I can certainly help. I've got a course that will help. You can head to my website, operatoredge.com, head to the podcast page. There's some free videos there. You can book in for a call. You can watch the demo video of my course. Otherwise, you can just email me, reece@operatoredge.com, and we'll start the conversation. Apart from that, let's get into these questions.
What did you find the toughest stage through the selection phase, and how did you overcome it? Probably for me, it was probably just the first couple of days, mainly because I was... I was worried about the run in particular, and that was done on the first day, so it was okay. And I found that the longer selection goes, the more comfortable that you get with it, especially once you're surviving the first couple of days. And I guess you survive those moments where you really want to quit, like I've talked about in the course, and it's generally in the first few days that occurs. And once you get over that, you're pretty good, and it's about, I guess it's about hanging on and doing as best as you can. And it's more than just hanging on. It's thriving rather than surviving. But yeah, probably the first couple of days. And once you sort of get into it, the countdown to selection's finishing, last few days, people often think that's the worst in regards to sleep, depth, and food. And it is really tough. But you don't get a lot of people that quit by that stage. Hardly any. I mean, on ours, I don't even think we had in the last say four days, I don't think we had anyone quit. So it's really the first few days. And once you're aware of that, and you're aware that, you know, probably at some stage you're really going to want to quit, and you really understand your why, and you really break that down and just say to yourself, once I get over this little bit, I'll be okay. Once I get to the next activity or the next exercise or the next morning, I'll generally be okay. So like I say in the course, when that hits you, just think small steps, getting over that real dark period, and you'll pretty much be okay, right? Okay, Matthew says, in the course I mentioned that my default setting is that everyone is full of shit. Was this a result of working in a high-functioning environment like SF, or is that just a result from general upbringing? Probably not so much from a little bit of both, I would suppose. It's probably a pessimistic view. I know, but I think I'd probably take it back a little bit rather than think everyone is full of shit. I just don't. I'm just neutral in that regard. And I've just found a lot of people, especially more so in Civvy Street, I suppose, because once you've come from that SF environment, somebody's asked you to do something, or you said you're going to do something, and you've got a mission to complete, you just fucking do it, right? It's pretty straightforward, because if you're not operating on that level, if you don't have that mentality of you're going to get something done and you're going to do it to a high level, you're not going to be in the unit, simple as that. And you have to have that going into it, or you're not going to get through selection or the Rio, and you're certainly not going to serve in the unit for very long. They'll just fuck you off. So coming outside of that and into a civilian environment, especially having a business, and even when I had the gym, and even what I do now, and you talk to civilians or contractors, and you're trying to give them money, and they don't call you back, or they do, they don't do a good job, or they put it off. It just dumbfounds me that when people don't, especially if you're trying to give them money, they don't produce, or they don't even turn up, or they don't want it. And they don't do the work. That's really strange for me. And even just talking with a lot of people will say that they can do this and that, and even in jiu-jitsu or even in shooting, different shooting, places that I've been to, courses that I've done overseas outside of the army, a lot of people talk themselves up, and I think I just have a natural reaction to have my guard up when people start talking themselves up, because I just found a lot of people don't produce or don't deliver to the level that they talk themselves up to. So I wouldn't say that I automatically think everyone is full of shit now. I would say I'm just below that. So, and I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt either. I'm just might listen to what they say, and if it's something that I want, I'll be much more, I guess, reserved. But if it's something I don't want, it doesn't really matter, does it? So I would say I'm definitely way more cautious, and I certainly don't take people, on their word in regards to what they think they can deliver or how they talk it up. So yeah, in a short answer, it's probably a little bit of both, but upbringing and working in that SF environment, okay? Because I just think everyone should have high standards at the same time. If you're going to deliver something or if you're going to do something, you should do it to a high standard. And if it's not a high standard and people are paying money for it, you should really have a fucking think about what you're doing, all right? And also listen to what people are saying.
And that's it for this episode. I really hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you have any questions at all, right, or you want to talk about selection and getting ready for it, make sure you email me, reese@operatoredge.com. Until next time, talk to you then. Thanks.